as we head into the fishing season, we have a lot of attention focused on COVID-19 and how to prevent an outbreak of that disease in this region. But there are recurring health issues that fishermen deal with every year on the boat, you know, because they're around a very damp environment, they're outside, they're exposed to the elements, and they're also in very close quarters with each other. What are some things that fishermen can look out for, and what can they do to prevent or address these recurring issues before they become real problems?
There are many things, and I'm going to use the children's song Head, Shoulders, Knees, and Toes as a means of talking about yourself from the top to the bottom. With regards to your head, number one, it's important that your head be clear. Please do not drink on your boat. Do not do drugs on your boat. People who are impaired have a greater chance of falling overboard or just slipping and falling on the boat and becoming injured. Periodically, and probably almost every season, we see somebody in the hospital that has come in because they are going through withdrawals on their boat. This is preventable. Stop drinking before you get on your boat. 2 weeks before you get on your boat would be optimal, I think. But just do not drink or use drugs on the boat. A second thing that we often see are things in the eyes, most likely fish scales. Sometimes pieces of metal because you're grinding something. Sometimes just dirt because you're traveling. Please use glasses when you are grinding anything. There's nothing to ruin your season like a metal fragment stuck in your cornea. And when you are picking fish, you know fish are covered with slime and scales, and wearing some kind of glasses, and they can even be as simple as a pair of sunglasses, which you probably ought to have on anyway to protect your eyes from the effects of the sun when it shines, would be helpful. Moving down to the shoulders, everybody knows that they are going to strain something in this season. It is not too late to start doing some exercises to protect your muscles. But it would have been better if you started that in May, in all honesty. The kinds of exercises that you need to do is making sure that your shoulders can handle the tough work of pulling fish, as well as your forearms and your fingers. Attention to your back is also important, because of course you're going to be lifting a lot of stuff. Since you probably won't have access to be able to do calisthenics, well, you could possibly do calisthenics on your boat, I suppose, but the more important thing is to make sure you stretch after your business of picking fish is over. To help with carpal tunnel, which is a condition where the nerve in the wrist is pinched and gives numbness and tingling to the hands, that's a common thing when you're doing repetitive motion, like pulling fish out of nets. And a simple way to stretch for that is to put your hand against a surface, like the rail of your boat. And if I'm using my right hand as an example, so I'm spreading all the fingers of my right hand out, and I'm grabbing my right thumb with my left hand and pulling on that, and just hold that stretch for 10 to 15 seconds, and that will help open up the carpal tunnel, which is the tunnel in the wrist that the nerve and the tendons and the arteries and the veins go through. After you've picked fish, a stretch on either side will probably save you some misery. I know fishing is wet, nasty work, and most folks wear gloves most of the time while they're picking fish, but fish have on their slime a kind of bacteria that can cause fish finger, which is an infection that enters through a hole in the skin and rises up and can become very dangerous. However, it is easily treated with antibiotics, particularly if it's caught soon. So, number one, you get a cut on your hand, wash your hands. We've been hearing wash your hands all the time, and for this, it's particularly important. And I would advise, if at all possible, wash with soap and water. Because I think that is more effective in getting the slime off rather than just piling over the slime with the alcohol hand rub.
Obviously, you're going to get your hands cut up a little bit at some point. That's probably going to happen when you're around fish. So how do people know, even if they've washed their hands, how do you know if you've got an infection?
The signs of infection are redness, and particularly redness that starts at the area of the cut and moves up toward your heart. So whatever direction is up toward your heart from wherever you're cut, you got a red line going up that way, you need to come in and get seen. This is important because caught early, oral antibiotics alone are good to cure this. If you let it go too long, you may wind up needing to stay on shore for a while getting IV antibiotics. Okay, we talked a little bit about the back. Basically, you're spending your time hunched over, picking fish, so you need to stretch the other direction. And as a preparation, it's important to remember that the muscles of the back, of course, move the spine backwards, but we forget to get the muscles of our belly strong because they are the muscles that pull us forward. I know that I would benefit from doing sit-ups more regularly than I do, but I'm not going to pick fish this summer. And a lot of the folks listening are. So if you can work on doing some crunches to get your belly muscles stronger, that will help you not suffer as much back pain. And once again, you've been hunched over for a while, please roll back the other way, stretch your arms back, trying to get your elbows touching in the middle of your back will help your upper back. And if you can't really do that safely on a boat rocking around, you can at least do sort of modified push-ups against the rail of your boat to try to get your back curled back the other direction. Moving down the legs, we see a lot of infections right in the shin area. And I believe what's going on there is people are wearing rubber boots. They got to stay dry or try to stay dry. But their pants may become out of the boots or their socks kind of rumple down into the boots. And that action of the boot rubbing on the skin of the front of the shin has resulted in a lot of abscesses. And because people are busy picking fish, they let them go. And those things can become volcanic eruptions of pus in the emergency room. The simple way to help with that is wear socks that come up to your knees and tuck your pants inside so that you are no longer rubbing the hairs of your legs back and forth on that rubber. Another thing that we tend to see a lot of sort of toward the end of the season is basically trench foot, which is rotting of the skin of the feet because they've been wet for so long. It is very important, I believe, to wear wool socks because wool at least wicks the water away and doesn't make your feet marinate in their own juice. So change your socks regularly. Keep your feet as dry as possible. Keep your socks pulled up over your pants to prevent your boots from rubbing on your shins. Stretch your back. Stretch your wrists. Wear your goggles. And please wear life jackets of some sort, some kind of flotation device. The deaths that we have had in the bay have been associated with people who were not wearing personal flotation devices.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. You know, I think that's probably one of the biggest life-threatening risks is just not wearing a PFD when you're fishing.
Yes, indeed. And I think it would be important to wear something that is obviously thin enough that you can work in, but quite possibly one of those cool things that are sort of water activated. You fall in the water and the CO2 cartridge blows up and then all of a sudden you're on the top of the waves instead of under the waves. It is not uncommon for somebody to break a finger or injure themselves in some way. It is important to have your safety equipment on your boat, which I'm sure you do. And I know, once again, that if you're in the middle of a busy picking season, what can you do if you got just a jammed up finger? You can tape it to the finger next to it as a measure until you can get in to harbor. If you're breaking something bigger, like your arm or your leg, that's reason to come on in right now.
Well, thank you for bringing a little light to these situations that a lot of people find themselves in when they're fishing during the season. Stay safe, everyone.